B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich.
Every time.
Ty Anderson is a great follow on Twitter. He is writes about the Bruins. He is not afraid to take people on. While I do have a burner account. I'm under a false name, and I go around and I tweet negative things to people. I'm really sad.
Am I on your list of people you've tweeted negative things
at? I have an account that I swear to God, I swear on everything that means anything to me, that I have an account where I've not tweeted from once, and it's like locked, and I would never tell anyone the name. And I've shown it to Rich and John to prove the point. But I do follow people because I've begrudgingly accepted that Twitter is necessary in order to read news.
It's an information gathering service, yes, at its very best.
And I didn't do it for a year, and then I said, well, I don't follow myself,
right,
or anything like that. Well, why would I follow myself? I don't tweet except for when it's the Carolina people. But so you've been going back and forth with Felger. What are you and Felger arguing about?
Everything.
Okay,
everything.
So what? He was saying something about diving.
Yeah, you didn't hear on. It was their first show. It was on Monday. Yeah, he was complaining about.
I'm not in the. In all fairness, I'm not in the car a lot from between 2 to 6.
Yeah, we always have 98.5 playing in our office back there. So I'm always listening, and he was like screaming about the Bruins diving in Game 3. He's like, oh, you don't like it. Now you like it. You didn't like it when it was Vancouver, but now you like it. Just going off the rails, just totally.
Well, they won. I mean, they won 7-2.
Yeah.
So keep diving.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if they were diving and they kept getting embellishment penalties, I could understand it. But if a team wins 7-2, dive.
And then he started going through all the penalties. And he goes, oh, those are all legit. I'm like, what are you doing? You spent 3 hours saying that they're diving, and then you just completely crush your own argument. And then 5 minutes later, he comes back from break. He's like, all right, the diving Bruins. I'm like, this guy, he's losing his mind. So I'm here to keep him in check on Twitter, even though he doesn't run his Twitter. That fan cred runs his Twitter, I'm pretty sure.
What's fan cred?
His operation that he's part of.
The only reason he got on Twitter was to promote the fact that he was going to be on this.
Now, is fan cred something that's like it involves other people besides himself?
I think so.
Is it
apparently
like a national thing?
Yeah, it is national. It is national. But I was hip to it because I was like, he wouldn't say that. Like, there are certain tweets he sends out, and I'm like, that's not him. Like, and then I talked to him when we do the Facebook off air shows, and he's just like, what's that? Like, it would be simple things. Like, what's Instagram? I'm like, there's no way you're tweeting.
Oh, but that's playing the Belichick thing. He knows exactly what Instagram is. His wife is on television.
No. I swear to you, he is pop culture illiterate. Like,
well, yeah, he likes Pearl Jam.
I made a Batman.
Which is a default band.
I made a Batman and Joker reference to him once. He goes, what's that? He had no idea what
I
was talking
about. No, hold on a second.
No, I quote like The Dark Knight, one of like the greatest movies of all time, one of the best comic book movies of all time. And he's like, what is that? I don't think he's seen a movie since like 1994. I'm convinced of it.
So what does he do? What does he do?
He does sports. That's all he does, I think, is sports. And he just yells about it. And he yells at people.
He's not a well-rounded individual. I mean, you're not doing yourself any favors.
That, and he wears napkins. That's what he does.
Yeah, but it's chilly in Nantucket.
I remember that.
It's chilly in Nantucket.
Yep.
The man will work on Christmas in order to get to Nantucket in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
He just like he would work on Christmas Day because he wants to be in Nantucket so badly, which is something I cannot understand. Have either of you guys been to Nantucket?
I have never been.
I'm not allowed on Nantucket.
Well, that's true. Your ilk, certainly not
they
allowed.
They look at me like, yeah, okay, turn around, buddy.
Yeah. And Bertrand's never been to Nantucket.
Yeah, I've been to the Vineyard a dozen times. I've been to
Vineyard Vines once. Does that count?
No.
Did you buy something from there?
Absolutely not.
Because I was going to say, I would perhaps blow up if you walked in there.
I walked in, I was like, oh, it's like Easter. It's November. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, just look at Felger. I think he's a big Vineyard Vines guy, unless they have the... Is Nantucket that their dog? The dog company?
Oh, Black Dog?
Yeah.
No, that's Vineyard, right? Arthur's Vineyard has Black Dog.
I don't know. So, yeah, because I've been...
They stole the Whalers logo. That's all I know.
Because I've been to Nantucket once, which was before I moved here. And I'm friends with someone I went to college with that is in ACK quite a bit. And it always seems like something's going on that I don't know about.
Yep.
And I hate places where there's something doing that I don't know about. Like, because there's always these, like, incredible garden parties. Yeah. And, like, in these, you know, like, I don't even know how to describe these gazebos made of, you know, gold. And people, beautiful people frolicking through the, you know, really hot chicks and ugly dudes because, you know, they got them because they're rich. Like, you know, frolicking through all these things. And I think, well, something's going on and I don't know about it. And anywhere that I think that's happening, I get pissed off. And I become very bitter towards the people.
Do you get people that in your life that are like, you know, if you go do something like, oh, thanks for the invite, and they like go out and travel the world, and you're like, oh, yeah, cool, thanks for texting me, let me know you're going
to
do this.
My wife and I are honestly shocked when we get invited to anything.
Same. I'm hitting that point in my life, too.
Yeah. Like, wait until you get married. Like, the kids are all graduating. My kid's graduating fifth grade, which is a deal now. And, like, we got invited to a graduation party. And we were like, wow. Like, someone invited us to something. Because it never happens.
I'm in a wedding next week. And I'm like, I'm allowed to come? And like, yeah. I'm like, oh, what do I do? They're like, just come be part of the wedding. I'm like, oh, do I have to bring something? Like, I have no idea how to.
You bring egg salad.
Yeah, I'm just so, like, not used to being anything. I'm like, well, can I bring my own food?
John's had two of them. He knows how.
What do you want to know?
he's had two of them.
What do you want to know, Ty? I mean, guy, talk to me.
About weddings?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think I should handle myself. I've only...
You have to rent a tux for this?
Yeah, I got fitted
for it. I want a picture
it.
Instantly.
No, listen, I don't want to wear this tux because I got fitted for it, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to need the skinny fit. And they're like, this is the skinny fit. And I was like, these are my dad's clothes. I don't want to look like this, so I got to figure out how we're going to...
I want a picture.
You can't fit into men's clothes?
Like regular fits? No, I need skinny fit. I need skinny fit for everything.
Okay, so you, like, if you go to, like, a store... Sometimes, like, you can't wear the clothes.
If I try wearing, like, regular, like, men's jeans, I look like I'm swimming.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Have you not looked at this man?
Not really.
He's thin. He's really thin.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, like, if you can't wear clothes, like men's clothes, like, you see a big and tall store, that means you're living life right.
Well, this is another part. This is why I get made fun of on the off-air show, is I wear my skinny jeans are from Forever 21. They're men's, but they're like, that's a girl's store. Well, they have a men's section. Dope. So clearly they're not. I will I will fight about this to death. I'm so sick of getting yelled at by angry dads on the internet being like, those are girls' clothes. I'm like, no, they're men's clothes.
What do you think people on the internet are going to do? Be nice?
You know, it'd be nice for a change.
Please. Go look at the Toucher and Rich account today. I'm sure it's really blazing with positivity. All right. Be listening tomorrow morning, sometime during the show, for Brad Marchand singing Take On Me by Aha. Or not Take On Me. I'm sorry. Wake Me Up Before You Go. My bad. Wake Me Up Before You Go from the band Wham. And you'll get a pair of tickets for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final if you were caller number 63. Gear up for the Stanley Cup Final with Bruins exclusives by shopping or stopping by the Boston Pro Shop at TD Garden. Receive 1 hour free parking validation in the North Station garage with purchase up until 5 p.m. or online at bostonproshop.com. We'll be back. Kenny Albert is doing a call of the big series. We'll get a national perspective on what's going on in just a moment.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing to me
on 98.5 The Sports Hub. You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm Heather O'Connor from O'Connor Family Law. Are you ready to live a life you love? O'Connor Family Law is Massachusetts' trusted divorce team. If you're thinking about divorce, let's take that difficult first step together. Visit us at familylawma.com.
Not even. 985, the Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Kenny Albert calls play-by-play for things that you've never even heard of. What's the PBC? Is that bowling?
Wow.
You can follow him. He's still in the Stanley Cup Final for Westwood One. You can follow him on Twitter at Kenny Albert. Kenny joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I have to say this to guests now. I am given a one sheet. Any errors on that are not my fault. They are the fault of others. Mr. Kenny Albert, thank you for joining us.
I've never done curling, guys. Looking forward to hopefully working curling one day.
Mike Gorman, obviously, who does the Celtics games here, has done like handball. He's like, because he's done the Olympics from Boston, and they put him on these like weird sports, and he knows nothing about them, so he just got to like kind of half-ass his way through it. So it takes a special guy to be able to cover all these sports, my friend.
Well, Mike's one of the best, and I will admit, back in 1999, when I was assigned to be the host of a horse racing series on Fox, had been to the track a few times, but didn't really know the intricate details. I did go out and purchase Horse Racing for Dummies. Not ashamed to admit it.
I know people that have done the same with jobs that they've taken, have done that. All right. So, Kenny, we have seen a series that is, if the Bruins want, and they have far superior talent, and in game three they were able to go, like St. Louis has one style of play with the forechecking and you know, dumping the puck in and being punishing, and that hadn't changed in game four. What did you see from the Bruins in game three that they were doing that was not effective in game four?
Well, you're right. I think the Blues' style has led to their two wins in games two and four. You know, it's funny, speaking with a couple of my broadcast partners the other night, there have been such big swings in this series. After game one, everybody was saying Bruins in four or five. After game two, it changes to Blues in six. After game three, it's back to Bruins in five. And now, who knows? But in game three, you know, I think part of it might have been, and you have to give the Bruins credit, they obviously capitalized on the four power plays, and their, you know, big guns came through throughout that game. Torrey Krug was magnificent. From a St. Louis standpoint in that game, you could tell they were excited. First home game in the Stanley Cup Finals since 1970, and they took, you know, everybody talks about the penalties in that game, that they took seven, but it was really three. Three of them were coincidental, so you can throw those out. The Bruins had four power plays, and one of them was thanks to the offside review, you know, which the Blues decided to challenge. So they only really took three penalties, which led to Bruin power plays. But, you know, the power play was the story. Four shots, four goals, and they win that game 7-2.
I would say, looking back on game four, seeing Ryan O'Reilly come to life, what can he do that can really change the series from a matchup standpoint and in the offensive zone?
Yeah, he really was terrific the other night. You know, not even the two goals, if you take those out of the equation. He was just all over the ice, in on the forecheck. He's a leader. There's a reason the Blues traded three players and two first and a second round pick for him last summer. But I thought that fourth line of the Blues, you know, the Bruins' fourth line has been terrific in this series, combining for, I think, 14 or 8 points, and they're a plus 14. At least going into game three, those were the numbers. But the fourth line of the Blues, getting Sundquist back with Barbashev and Steen. I know in the first period in game four, the Blues had 24 hits, which is a crazy high number, and that fourth line had 12 of them. So they were just so effective out for the most part against the Bergeron line. But you're right, O'Reilly, and he's one of the best faceoff guys in the league as well, as is Bergeron. He's a Selke finalist, as is Bergeron. I'm not going to put him in Bergeron's class yet as far as what they've done in their careers, but he certainly had an impact in game four.
All right, Kenny, obviously the big story heading towards game five is Zdeno Chara. He's got a broken jaw, if what we are all reading is true. The question is, can he play tomorrow night? If he doesn't, can the Bruins still win this series without him?
Right. You know, I've read all the same stuff you guys have, and my partner Joe Micheletti speculated that it might be a broken jaw during the game because he was back on the bench with the shield but didn't play, and it turns out it sounds like that's what it is. Yeah, I know others have played with it. Some miss a lot of time. He's one of the toughest guys in the league. I read an article yesterday where Derek Stepan was quoted, and he broke his jaw in the 2014 Eastern Conference final and came back after a couple of days. But his quote was, Zdeno Chara is a lot tougher than I am. So we'll see. You know, I've never been a professional hockey player and I've never had a broken jaw. So I'm not sure what exactly, you know, the pain threshold has to be, where it has to be at to play in the game. But, you know, if anybody is going to do it, whether it's game five or game six, it would be Zdeno Chara.
You've never had your jaw broken. Well, that's called living life, Kenny. Let's get out of the
there
house.
You go.
Let's get out of the house a little bit. But
I'm not sure which one's more likely, becoming a professional hockey player at this point or getting a broken jaw.
Well, I've had a broken jaw. It's a delight. Now, you've called, you know, all these games. Have you ever heard of a guy who went against the medical advice of the staff of their team? Like, is, for instance, because I've been interested in this, I've asked a couple of people, like, if Chara, and this is just an open statement, I don't know anything about the Bruins medical staff, but if the staff goes, you know, we highly suggest that you do not play, have you heard of players just going against that advice and doing it anyway?
Right. Wow, that's a good question. I would think that there have been guys in all sports who maybe, you can't really downplay a broken jaw, but guys maybe downplay injuries because they want to play, especially in big games. We've heard about hockey players, Bill Barilko back in the early 50s playing in the Stanley Cup final with a broken leg. There have been others. You know, I know the Gregory Campbell situation obviously broke his leg and stayed on the ice for that shift. But I'm sure there are guys who have convinced the medical staffs and the coaching staffs that they can play. Sure, that's probably happened.
All right, Kenny, explain to me why we have to drop the puck at 8:24 instead of 8:05. Why is that?
Well, it was 7:20 in St. Louis. At least it was an hour earlier locally. You know, that's well above my pay grade. I'm sure it has to do with television and the ratings and which segments, you know, which hours they get better ratings. You know, sure, we'd all love earlier start times. And it's great when a West Coast team is in the final or the conference final because then you start it at 5 o'clock or 5:20 out there, at least for the local fans.
You've been doing this a while. Has it always been this bad, or is it just recent?
Because he's not complaining about the time the game starts in that it starts at 8.
Yeah, when Gary Clark Jr. is doing his concert, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah, you got to. That's got to piss you off that you got to fill this time.
Yeah, we're in the arena early. You know, we get there a couple hours before. And like I said, you know, I've worked Western Conference Final the last 5 or 6 years, and you know, on those you started earlier, so it hasn't affected me as much, but it does become somewhat of a long day, but the players adjust. The Blues actually, in the second round, when you had 4 or 5 games every night and they staggered them, what they're really trying to do in those earlier rounds is make sure that hockey fans could see every game. So they stagger the start times, and the Blues actually had games in the first round that started, believe it or not, at 8:45 locally. They had late starts in that round, even later than in this round.
All right. Well, Kenny Albert, enjoy yourself tomorrow night. He is calling the games for Westwood One. Follow him at Kenny Albert. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. He did not have any idea what you were asking.
Nope.
He just thought what time it was.
Do you know that time zones are a thing?
I do. But he had no idea. Nice guy. I had no idea, but he had no idea what you were talking about.
Nope.
Talking about why there is a concert that they show before they drop the puck. And in terms of ratings.
And I saw you tried to direct it back and say, hey,
no,
this
I
is...
specifically yeah. explained what you were
tried.
Saying.
Sometimes it's 3 hours different in other places than when you are right now.
Right. The in terms of ratings, that's got to be a big blockbuster. At 8 o'clock when you play 23 minutes of garbage. And I know you like Gary Clark Jr. fine. It could have been anyone. It could have been my favorite band. And it's still, that doesn't even make sense with
me. I don't
ratings.
Care if it was Morris Day and the Time doing the Bird. I don't care.
Yeah.
Jungle Love, bring them out there. I don't want that. I want hockey. That's why I tuned in for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I don't. I don't get how that would help ratings.
No. Saturday was way worse when they had Echo Smith out there and they went, sing it if you know the words. And nobody knew the words. Everyone's like, who is this again? They
who
had a hit
Echo
like 3
Smith,
years
man.
Ago.
I don't even know
they
who they are.
They had that hit like Cool Kids. And it came out in, I believe, 2014.
Oh, is that the Pumped Up song? Oh.
No, not Pumped Up Kicks. That's Fred, Foster the People.
Fred, I can give you, sorry Ty, but Fred, if I gave you $1 million, you wouldn't be able to know. It's a young person thing. It's a cool kind of ironic thing that ties into.
It's not that cool.
It's not cool. It's not cool at all. It's awful. And Fred, if I gave you $1 million, you wouldn't be able to figure it out. If we played the song for you, you wouldn't know.
It's not that band with the...
Just say it as a female lead singer, so that's that strike one on you.
All right. What is the song that I hate? The one with the...
Oh, you hate the Mr. Postman cover by a band called Portugal Dot the Man.
Oh.
I don't like that band either.
Good. Or you'd be on your ass outside. That song should be illegal.
I really don't like...
Mr. Postman.
There's that song Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. I think it's Young the Giant. Came out 8 years ago. That song is truly terrible. I used to work retail jobs, and they would play that every retail job I ever had, and it was basically the worst thing.
I worked at a half-off card shop, and they played the top 40 station, and it was at a time where they played Bryan Adams' Everything I Do For You from the Robin Hood soundtrack. And then also, la-dee-dee, la-dee-da, la-dee-dee, la-dee-da.
Crystal Waters.
But she's homeless.
Crystal Waters, yeah.
And they played it every hour.
Yep.
La-dee-dee, la-dee-da. That was an effing hit.
Mm-hmm. For a whole summer.
For people who got hit in the head with shovels.
For a whole summer.
La-dee-dee, la-dee-da.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
I can't turn it off.
Play the Bruins
Fred
song.
Fred can't control this.
Play the Bruins song.
I can't control this. Why? Oh, my God, I hate this song.
Play Jack G.
It's Mr. Postman, which is a song from the 50s.
Turn it off.
I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. Oh, wow. That you are some pretty cool dude. If you ever want to see...
That was great. Now, Zolek was here.
I'm a bad boy. Just for kicks. All right.
Well, Zolek was here. He's, flipped off Twitch. We'll see you in about 15 minutes, Zo.
If you want to do an ironic, half-assed, cool thing, it'd be like Heems from Sweats Out Boys. He at least can pull it off. Not...
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
It's Mr. Postman, a song from the 50s. Or maybe the 40s.
50s.
Early 50s. That's like a song that people sang around a trash can that's on fire. I can't believe they made that song.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, guys, let's get in the garage. There's a song called Mr. Postman. All right, we will be back. We'll find out what Zolek has in store when he eventually shows back up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I was talking to Nick. We were discussing, because Ty can't fit into Ty Anderson's in studio from NA5 The Sports, a rising young star. He was talking that he can't fit into male adult clothes, so he has to go to Forever 21 and buy women's clothes.
All right. That's not what we were saying.
I don't even know what Forever 21 is.
Actually, that's exactly what we were discussing. That's precisely... It's chapter and verse what we were talking about before we went to break.
It's men's clothing, but it's skinny fit. It's nice. It fits me. I look nice.
Do you shop at Forever 21 or not?
Yeah, I get my basics there. It's
okay.
If
so
if you went to a place and bought youth clothing, would it fit?
No, the
youth extra large.
I look like Winnie the Pooh. I'd have a little belly shirt going on. I don't want to do that.
What size shoe do you wear?
Nine or nine and a half, depending on the brand.
See, that's not bad. That's the size of my 11-year-old's foot. So,
awesome. We're on that scale.
You know, he might have a 10. All right, so I wore his shoes by accident. So we're talking about, like, drinking and why I'm fat, because I don't really eat, but it's my children. My children, and Mike, you have children as well, yeah. and but John doesn't drink. I have no intention of drinking, and then at a certain point, it's medically necessary.
Yeah, somebody always wants something, or there's a fight going
just
on, or something.
Constant, yes. Like constant crap. The baseball game yesterday, he's giving me crap after the baseball game. Then he goes to bed. He won't go to bed. And then my daughter does crap too. Oh, you know what was fun is they got a big ass. I got a golf bag from Amazon,
right?
And there was a box, and I went to take a dump, and I knew this was going to happen. And the next thing I know, just. I can't breathe.
Milo put Zoe in the box.
Yes. I can't breathe. So I can't even take the dump.
Right.
So I come
Which
out.
Is your great escape, by the way. Yeah, the great escape.
Yeah, but I was
You
alone.
Spend in there a little longer than you need
yes,
to.
But I, yes. But I was, my wife wasn't there.
Right.
So, of course she could breathe. And then I go, well, get off the box. And I open it up, and she's that laughing, crying.
Oh, all right.
Just like to screw with you.
Yeah.
And it goes on all day.
Yep.
And then I try to take a nap. I was telling this to Ty. And I go to the third floor, and that's where the cat takes its dumps. And so I hear my dog. My dog lays on you, and then it's like a Me Too situation. And it takes she takes a paw and then puts it on her, and then you rub her, and then when you stop, she starts licking you and moves your hand back. Fine. It sucks. She started eating out of the litter box. I could hear her.
Oh.
Then she went to the bathroom and started licking water out of the toilet, and then jumped in bed and licked me. Just started licking
in
me.
In succession. I like that.
My hand to God, I swear to God. And she smells like crap. I mean, she smells like cat crap.
You too, Ty, have this to look forward to as you progress.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You got the girlfriend now, but it all explodes into other things once you keep going.
And then I'm going to go play golf this afternoon, and then I'm going to get home, and it's going to be, and then my wife will yell at me.
Yep.
And this sounds like a bad sitcom, but
it's
true.
Just life. Yeah.
I mean, there is.
I am not your ordinary.
No, it doesn't. There's no slipping on the roof.
Yes, if it's not falling off the roof.
No,
okay.
No, this is putting a gun in my mouth situation. I don't know how you guys can live without drinking with children. I mean, I wasn't going to drink. I didn't get drunk or anything, but like in order to not go insane,
mm-hmm.
It was good parenting. In order not to completely lose my mind, I started drinking wine. Then you do that, and then you go to bed, and you end up all fat. And that dumb dog eating crap. Dogs, why do you? And then it ate a pound of. I had to throw away a big piece of furniture. Because we went to Newport and got my wife got a pound of fudge because everyone loves fudge so much. Like everyone eats it. Like when you buy it, like everyone just dines on it.
Yeah.
It's like fudge is something you buy and then it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one eats fudge. Yeah. And so the dog ate a pound of fudge and then got on this piece of white furniture that we have and projectile vomited brown over it.
I thought it was going to be the other way, but all right. That's good.
No, it did that too, but it was kind enough to do that on the wood.
Okay.
And so what I do when the dog or the cat throw up or go to the bathroom on the floor is I hide.
That's when you take the dump, you see. That's the timing.
I'll leave and just go somewhere and sit in the car. So when she comes home, I act like I didn't see it. Like, oh, really? The cat threw up all over the place upstairs? I realize this sounds like a sitcom and lame, but this is what's going on. So I had to take that thing and it weighed 25,000 pounds out last night while my son was screaming. And then we found out all the shoddy work people had done with that put our TV together. There's just like random pieces of drywall that like they just half-assed because they thought we would have our couch there forever. So now I got to fix that. It's just awful. I don't know. There's too many living things in the house. Cat's 19 years old with kidney problems.
Oh, that cat is still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a year or more than a year ago.
The cat was supposedly dead, or it was headed in that direction.
Yeah, it was throwing up like blood and peeing blood, so I had to turn around.
I remember the day you didn't come in because you were worried.
I was halfway here, and then I got the call, and I thought, I've had the cat for not longer than I've known my wife.
Was that a year ago? Was that legit last summer?
I mean, I don't have a record of it. But
that's right. Well, let's ask Zolak when he comes in.
That cat is like spite living right now. It's like, oh, you want me gone. It's not going to happen, bud.
Like, I got one life left, baby. Deal with it.
Well, the cat will go up to food. Like last night, two nights ago, we had we barbecued and ate inside. And there were these pieces of chicken. And the cat, while you're eating, will just come up, put her paws on the plate, and start eating her food. Because she doesn't care.
Yeah, she's that, like the old people who don't care anymore.
Yeah, like she doesn't care anymore. And then if you try to, because you can't like chuck her or anything because she'll break. So if you move her a little bit, she's just like, F you. And then just goes back and starts eating. There was pizza on the counter, and she just went and pushed the pizza off the counter and jumped down and started eating the pizza. We were eating pizza.
The whole box? She pushed it off?
She just pushed off the box.
So you all have taken pizza out of the box. You're enjoying it at the table. There's a box on the counter. Cat jumps up, knocks the half pizza off to the floor and starts eating it.
My kids are eating pizza on the counter. And the cat, by the way, who's like obviously not cleaning itself correctly, is walking all over the area where we're eating.
Sure.
And just knocks the pizza box down and starts eating it.
So you're the only one the cat listens to, correct?
I'm the only one the cat will sit on or let touch it.
Okay.
Like I said, spite living. This is spite living right now.
No, I'm the only one that the cat will sit on.
So what did you just let it go, or what do you do?
It's
that's adorable.
Your hands are tied at a certain point because you can't like do anything to the cat.
Right.
Because like the cat was sitting on me last night. I mean, if that cat might weigh a pound. Like you can feel like it's bones and stuff, because you can't do anything. I mean, you can't fist. I'm not gonna. If I push her, she's gonna die. So you gotta just nudge her, and she's just like "F you," and then just gets back to eating.
Sure.
She steps on the plate and eats. If we have people over, and they gotta love it, and we put out like cheese and crackers or something, the cat will just go up and start eating the cheese.
The cat's like,
"Yo, what's up, guys?"
The man was the Senorita Fluff.
Well, it's not. That's not the only name. It's what else?
No, in the winter, she's Mademoiselle Puff.
Okay. Has Ty heard the story of how they needed to put you on the phone to calm the cat down in the car?
Yeah, the cat was going to the vet and was having a panic attack. So I had to get
in the back seat of the car. So Stephanie got him on speakerphone for him to yell, what?
Pusa kitty, 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 puss, 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 kitty, kitty, kitty.
And then she stopped.
The hell, you're not a sitcom. That would be beautiful.
I know it sounds lame.
Cameras need to follow you around for a few days.
It's like a sitcom, but with way more like piss and poop and just gross things.
No, you're made for reality TV, man. Seriously.
It's like an FX sitcom.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's not funny. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of feels bad for it.
Yeah. It's just nonstop. In my, all right. So I bought these hats, and I was wearing it was this hat I was wearing it.
Okay.
And I put it down on the counter of the kitchen, and I couldn't find it. And I said, "Where'd you put it?" And she pointed to where she put it, and then there was a hat on the counter, but it was in a bowl where we keep things.
Uh huh.
And I said, well, why can that cat, that hat be on the counter? And she said, because it's in something.
And you're wearing that hat now.
It's just one hat could be on the counter.
I see.
But this hat could not be on the counter.
Right.
So, imagine, so things, there was.
I know, I get it.
Things move around.
Yes.
And so when my kids can't find something, they go, Mom touched it.
Right.
Because she's got OCD that's not even good. Like, it's not OCD where she files things away and everything's in order. It's like some mystery that's in her head where things should go. It's infuriating. I don't want to take that bird. All right. When we come back, we will talk to Kenny Albert about all things Stanley Cup.
Thatcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for starting your day with Thatcher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Thatcher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. Look at this, Hardy. Broadcasting from his man cave.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, now.
This is like, it's hostage cam. Yeah. It's Felger on a hostage cam.
Now, are you.
Are you in the hookup?
Hang on.
Where's Calvin?
He's at school. Well, it's a half day. Half day, and which means he's going to be home here like in an hour and a half. And that's when it'll get really interesting.
So you can use Skype for this? Because Rich is buying something that's like $3,000 so he can broadcast.
Why can't we do that? That's the one Felger takes.
That's in my contract. So you use Skype? I'm not going to do it a lot.
You can't. Skype, I don't think, works for the audio.
Is this that unit I took to the hotel?
You need a separate hookup. Yeah, a separate audio.
You sound better than Fred.
Hookup. I've got hookups.
Oh, you got the hookup from Sirius.
Don't worry about what I got.
Don't you? Because
I have to buy one, dummy.
All right.
Why don't you work this out of a fair?
You got that morning show money. You're all right.
Because it's a slice of life. Everyone can relate to having to get audio equipment.
You changed pools.
I did.
Then you're bitching about Nantucket and invites to garden parties.
I never went to Newport and go to garden parties
and everything.
I go to Newport.
You act like you don't do any of that. You're more highfalutin than anybody here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Name one friend I have.
You live in Newton. Billy Jaffe.
All right.
I got no friends.
Yeah, but Billy Jaffe, I don't like hang out with him a lot anymore.
You complain too much. When you ever do anything with Wallach off air?
His wife doesn't like me.
I don't blame her.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
You don't invite him anywhere.
I haven't told you that to your face.
Yes, you have.
Hardy looks cute. He has a new golf outfit on, a little hat.
She loves you, Fred.
No, she doesn't.
From a distance.
Yeah, she doesn't like me. There's no question about that. I don't think many.
I know people, she loves Hardy. She loves Zoe too.
I don't think there's many people that I've worked with because I make fun of my coworkers that wives like me. Like Bird's girl hates me. I'm sure Nick's girl's not that. Bird's got a girl. Nice. He takes her upstairs to his place, his parents'
two
house.
Two words.
You
want
to go to my parents' house?
Two words for you, Zoe. Honda Pilot.
He nailed her in the back of a Honda Pilot one time. So Hardy, why are you over there? Because it's a half day of school.
Half day, which, parents of the year, we didn't know about until, I think, Monday night. So, it was kind of a scramble to figure it out, but we figured it out.
I like that you have a poster pretending that you like Johnny Cash.
That is an actual concert poster from a show in Albuquerque that I attended, and it was when he was doing all the cover songs. He had Tom Petty's backup band. It was awesome.
That chair in there, is that the one you stole from CBS Sports before we left? At a conference room? The one chair behind you? I took a bunch of stuff.
No. Not that one. That one's somewhere else in the house.
All right.
What happened to the basketball? The basketball game used to be in Brighton.
What basketball game?
Papa Shot. Right by the break room.
Oh, nobody ever played
that. That's down in the garage.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is down there. It's downstairs.
Yeah.
I thought you would have found that by now. You and the kids down there in the...
the worst Papa daycare
shot.
Center?
The Papa shot with no digital, nothing.
Yeah, it's just...
I thought you'd be down there. You're the hoop. Shit, taking some shots down there, dunking on him.
All right. Let me tell you this, is that tomorrow morning, be listening for Brad Marchand singing Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go. And then if you're a car number 63, you will win tickets to tomorrow's Game 5.
Jesus.
Ah.
Nice. Nice you guys got tickets.
Yeah, it's prime time, baby. That's all you got to worry
about. Morning drive.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. We got Shaughnessy in today. That's what we get. You guys get...
Well, you win.
You guys get Bruins tickets. We got Dan Shaughnessy for 2 hours. 11-1. I love when Dan tweets, like, what we're doing today. Like, he's planning the show.
Ooh. Yeah.
He automatically fills in Dan's date, so he never has to read, like... Edit the tweet. Just edit it shortly.
Every time I see Dan before he goes on your show, he's in the on a phone yelling.
And he puts one hand in his pocket. He paces back and forth in front of the window because he doesn't want anybody to know who he's talking to.
Yeah. He was in an empty boardroom.
Yeah.
And he was just screaming at someone about a headline.
Oh, that's different.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm a nice man.
All right, guys.
All right.
Start with Chara. We got Dan Shaughnessy. Do a little bit of everything today. Some Patriots stuff to get to.
All right, Ty Anderson, thank you so much, sir, filling in. Good job.
That was good Jenkins talk yesterday.
I thought he'd be good. I don't know. I don't know what
he is good.
Yeah,
he is good.
I thought he was going to be really good.
He's got some issues.
Yeah, I don't think I was wrong.
I don't know what they do now. I really don't. They just go five wide and say F it.
I thought he was going to be really good for this
team. You know what? We're going to a new formation, new personnel group, and we're going to call it F it. Give me two backs. Give me four receivers. Let's go.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever they
do, they're going to win. All right. That'll do it for us, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.